9 of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump draw primary challengers. By Wendell Hasebo on June 14, 2021. 9 out of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump over the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol face primary challenges from America First candidates. Reps. Liz Cheney, R.Y., Tom Rice, R.S.C., Jamie Herrera Butler, R.W.A., Adam Kinzinger, R.E.L., Dan Newhouse, R.W.A., Anthony Gonzalez, R.O., Fred Upton, Army, Peter Meyer, Army, and David Vallotto, RCA, are all under pressure from GOP primary challengers. Representative John Katko, RNY, is the only Republican who backed impeachment yet to draw an America First challenger. Katko also worked with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, in May to approve a commission to study the events of January 6. The commission ultimately failed in the Senate. The Republican primary battles with pro-Trump candidates come as Trump met with Representative Jim Banks, RID, Thursday to plot a path forward to regain the House. "We believe we take back the majority by focusing on the Trump agenda. And President Trump plays a big role in that," Banks said after the meeting. "He's obviously planning to go out and hit the road and campaign for candidates who share our vision. And we were excited to talk to him about that. If American First Republicans can defeat those who impeach Trump, many may have a good chance at also winning their general election in November of 2022. As vulnerable Democrats are hesitant to discuss the former president and his agenda. The former president is now a private citizen. And it appears our justice system is handling whatever potential misdeeds he may or may not have committed," explained Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, who will be in a tough re-election bid due to her state's redistricting measures. Representative Madeline Dean, DPA, stated she is focused on substantive issues. "Not just retribution for a failed, corrupt president. I've never been obsessed with going after former President Trump," she continued. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee spokesperson Chris Taylor highlighted the Democrat strategy. "In our campaigns, we're going to tell voters what we've accomplished and what we're fighting for," he said.